USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Democratic-controlled House Judiciary Committee votes 24-16 to hold Attorney General William Barr in contempt. As expected, parts of the hearing were contentious.
You're going to get to ask the guy who wrote the whole darn document. We're all going to get asked him questions. Why don't you hold off on this contempt until at least the guy who wrote the thing spent 22 months and $35 million with a whole bunch of Democrat lawyers putting it together? Why don't you wait and ask him next week before we do this contempt resolution?
Essentially because it would be useful to read the material before we have him in front of us.
Lawmakers are working to make sure small business owners are protected from business regulations deemed harmful. Iowa Senator Joni Ernst feels lawmakers need to be more aware of how legislation can affect business owners.
Too often regulators in D.C. don't fully consider how the rules and regulations they churn out impact our small businesses.
This is USA Radio News.
It's amazing but true. When it comes to one of America's biggest household expenditures, health care, a lot of people think they've got no choice. People are used to thinking we have to do it this way, but they don't. Yes, you have the freedom to choose an alternative with your health care. It's MediShare, and it costs way less than the alternatives. The typical family saves $500 a month, not a year. A month. And if you're single, this can save you a lot, too. And let's face it, a big reason MediShare is 400,000 people strong, it just works. They've shared over $3 billion in medical bills, so they can help share your needs, too. Joining MediShare for so many people is one of those things that makes you say, why didn't I do this before? So yes, the time has come for something better. Look into joining MediShare and see why so many people are opting out of the old way and into the new. Why not look into this? Just call 855-90-PSALM. That's 855-90-PSALM. 855-90-PSALM.
The Texas State Senate approves a bill that makes it harder to tear down Confederate monuments. The bill takes power away from local governments, which have recently moved to relocate the monuments. The monuments are viewed by many as tributes to the Confederacy. Republican State Senator Brandon Creighton spoke in support of the bill and claims it's about protecting history.
This legislation is tailored more towards removal, altering, and changing.
The Dallas City Council voted in 2018 to remove the statue of Robert E. Lee from a park, and the University of Texas in 2017 took down several statues of Lee and other Confederate figures. The state of Arkansas is raising the age to legally buy tobacco products from 18 to 21. Charles Priolu is a store owner in North Little Rock. He tells Fox News the law doesn't make much sense.
Prohibition didn't work. You know, hey, pass all the laws you want, people are going to find a way around it.
He also contends,
if you're 18, you can go to war and die, and you can vote. Why did all of a sudden you got to be 21 to smoke?
You're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
A one-day strike is set on Wednesday by Uber and Lyft drivers in major cities across the United States. Uber driver Kevin Ragu tells NBC News why he's striking.
Well, I'm going on strike because I want the Uber to sit and see what is the problem. They're the only one can fix it.
These passengers on how the strike will affect commutes.
It's going to be a hot mess because everybody around the world needs Uber, so it's going to be a nightmare.
More and more states want to do away with changing the clocks twice a year. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes reports.
South Carolina is the latest state asking Congress to allow it to have daylight saving time all the time. The U.S. House Judiciary Committee approving a bill Tuesday saying the state's General Assembly plans to adopt year-round daylight saving time if the move is authorized by Congress. And about two dozen other states are considering or have already passed similar legislation. President Trump tweeting the day before the time changed in March that, quote, making daylight saving time permanent is okay with me. Some lawmakers have had concerns about kids going to school in the dark in the winter or of certain states being out of sync with their neighbors if they don't pass similar laws. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Thank you, Chris. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.